One Sports Betting Show. Come on out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Office. I am Tone Dish.
Ah, baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you.
Good day. Saya. Good day, sir.
Boys in the back. Mitt, Otter.
Hey, Skates. Tony.
What up?
How we doing?
Hey, Tony. How we doing, dude?
Pretty good. Pretty good weekend. Pretty good betting weekend. There's a game tonight. We'll talk about it.
It's a big one. Pride of a nation.
Pride.
Some would say.
Pride of the nation.
Some would say, my friend.
Yeah, and I couldn't say it better myself, so I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, Gumpy.
Got it, I mean.
How was your betting weekend?
Good. College basketball was even Steven Saturday. Missed on the Colts yesterday. Finns laid an absolute egg. But other than that,
yesterday was pretty good. Had both of the unders hit.
Yep.
They were both under 40.
Yep.
What else was yesterday? Lost Tampa, obviously.
Yep.
Bills pushed. Philly, depending on where you got it.
Bengals. Thank you.
Bengals, we were on. And the Rams did not cover.
Washington closed at +6.5 yesterday.
I know.
What?
It opened at 3. We got yeah. 3 early in the week.
Washington had
this week was bad. A good week to get on lines early.
Yeah. I mean, you look back, you look at something like the Cardinals getting 6 in Dallas. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That was a lot of points.
Yeah.
Fucking the disrespect.
Yep.
College ball this weekend with the Bulls. Both dogs got fucking tranced.
Tranced.
I mean, since he hung around.
It was trancing.
Yeah, they did. Hang around.
Michigan never had a shot.
Fucking full melt by Notre Dame. Full melt by Notre Dame.
That was ugly, ugly.
It's the only game I lost that day.
New coach shaking like a leaf.
Full
on the sidelines.
Melt by Notre
that
Dame.
That wasn't good.
Full melt by
I was really hoping they were going to go kill him and, you know, have a big win, you know.
They were.
Yep. Now we get to hear that Brian Kelly was a good football coach again.
Ohio State wins but does not cover in the game of bowl season. Rose Bowl was awesome.
Stroud is a fucking...
Tell you what, that boy...
He hits those that one where
he throws a guy. He throws a pretty deep ball.
The guy hit the gritty after that. That was fucking electric, dude.
C.J. Stroud is a guy that you're gonna want to have, I think, in the NFL.
Yeah, he is a like that was outside shoulder in a bucket.
I personally like him better than Bryce Young, but that's just me.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think I'm with you there.
Does Bryce Young seem small to you?
I don't know. Okay. I never read. I'm not a big size guy when it comes to quarterbacks.
Again,
I don't dive into the size.
Baylor win and cover. I mean,
they hung around, man. Ole Miss, they hung around. I thought when they tied it, I thought they were gonna.
I had the under. That game was.
Did they say what Corral is? It's just an ankle?
Looks like a high ankle. A lot of doctors were saying because he came back on the sidelines, didn't have anything on, which, good news. Felt bad for him.
Interesting to see where he's going to go. Late first round?
I don't know, man.
You think high?
No. I don't think any of these quarterbacks are going to go high.
Really?
Do you?
Somebody's going to take Pickett high.
Take a flyer.
Yeah.
Can't take a flyer, though.
There's no – like. That's the thing when it comes when people are like, oh, like get rid of Tua. Like, let the Dolphins get Deshaun. What are you doing?
Very much so.
There's not that many good quarterbacks. There really isn't. And mind you, those that are available.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the Panthers are going to trade everything they have for Deshaun Watson. Everything.
They should.
Yeah.
As long as the stuff gets cleared up. Yes. Speaking of the draft. I put a bet in +115, I think, today for Thibodeau to go as number one pick over Hutchinson.
Oof. Hutchinson. So, tough day at the office.
Tough day at the office on Saturday. You'll have those. Tough day at the office on Saturday.
Everybody really forgot how good Georgia was all year because they got spanked by Bama.
Mm-hmm.
like really forgot. Like that Georgia team bodied everybody all year until that game against Bama.
I'm excited for that one. Kentucky was up. They were down. They come back to win in the end. Petras stinks. Stinks.
He is.
That was a tough game to watch, to be honest.
Oh, it was a great game.
Speaking of.
It's good football.
Our favorite pick of the day. Arkansas.
Yeah, that day opened +2.5, closed -3. That was... They were a good team this year, too, actually. Very underrated.
They were fucking ranked very high. And then, you know, they had a couple losses. And then that'll happen. Oh, K-State's up to -6.5.
Is nobody playing for LSU? Nobody's. What's going on there?
What was the stat you just had?
They have 39 scholarship players, and zero of them are quarterbacks.
That's not a lot. You're allowed to have 80 scholarships.
Yeah.
Pardon? There's no quarterback tomorrow?
They're walk-on. I believe they have a walk-on freshman.
Yeah, they are really struggling to field a damn team right now. To put this in perspective.
And his family.
He is. I had K-State -1.5 when we did the bowl preview.
I mean, I'm going to take the point. I'm going to take the points.
You're going to take LSU?
Yes, because this is exactly what, remember, UNC, South Carolina, who played quarterback for South Carolina.
Well, true.
Well, it's a little... I have a problem.
South Carolina didn't have...
Year.
This is more like Nevada and Central Mich. Or Western Mich.
That feels like a lot of
one points. Of the Mishes.
I mean, Brian Kelly and his family are there.
I don't think Brian Kelly is going to be on the sideline.
He has to be.
They did say that Jake Beach cleared COVID protocols. He was a freshman All-American.
There you go.
That's all we need.
That's all you need.
Jake Beach is in. Give me LSU. In the
all place. I know is if Big Bad Brad Johnson.
He left.
Pulled his son and his future son. I can't bet on that team. I'll take K-State.
I love how this is a game that's happening on a Tuesday.
Can't
night.
Wait. That for biggest no game of the year
at all.
For biggest no game of the year
at all.
All right. So that's college. We can now move on to the men's league, where it was an exciting day. We'll roll through it. Bills and Falcons push or Falcons covered, I believe, depending on where you got the number.
I didn't have the sound on what happened on the Matt Ryan touchdown.
Okay, so
I was very confused.
So he thought he got in. He fucking stood up. He yelled in Poyer's face.
Yeah.
Got a taunting call. They reviewed it. Turns out he didn't get in the end zone.
Oh, it was the Heineke.
Taunting call.
He Heineke'd.
Pushed back to 15 yards. They didn't get it.
They hung for a bit.
They did. Well, Josh Allen didn't have his best day. He turned the ball over a few times.
Three picks?
I think it was three.
That's going to be a banger of a game, dude, if them and the Pats play again.
Like, the Bills were up 14-2.
And then Atlanta was up 15-14.
Right? Yeah, at the end of half. And then 15 unanswered by the Bills in the second. So that was that. The one that we loved, because they're the worst team in the NFL right now, Bears over the Giants.
Yeah.
It was never close. There was a turnover on the first play of the game. Bears offense scored on their first play of the game. Rat.
That was too bad football.
Why is Mike Glennon still a starting quarterback in the NFL?
He's not. He's done for the year.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That there's got to be someone on the street.
I don't know what you do with that Giants team. I really don't. You have to draft a quarterback. You can't run it back. You cannot run it back.
Well, according to Joe Judge, a lot of guys are fucking begging to come back on that team or begging to stay with the team. So,
well, that's usually how football works, is people will call you and tell you they want to play, and that makes your team good.
I agree. Yeah. You think the people, guys that are calling or telling them that they want to stay are guys that a lot of other teams want?
I'm guessing by the way he said who it was guys who got overpaid elsewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's how he said it.
That's pretty much what he said. Guys that got paid a lot more money than they would have here want to come back.
Saquon had 100 yards.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't hear about that too much.
No, you didn't hear a lot about this game yesterday. I believe it's his first one in fucking 3 years. Maybe. I don't know. I just threw that stat out there. Definitely didn't have any last year.
I mean, Good for Nagy ending the year on a bit of a run, you know?
Did he save his job? 6-10? What if they go 7-10?
You think 7-10 is good enough for Chicago? Not a chance.
Well, I mean, Chicago's not
that far off from what they've been.
Yeah, they've been that for years and years and years.
But no, he's no, fucking no, guys no, out. He's gone. Get him out.
Bengals.
Hell yeah.
Win and cover.
Hell yeah.
And Bengals fans could say this was the right decision.
It was not.
It was not.
It was not.
You got stuffed 6 times in a row on the goal line. Kick the fucking field goal. Play defense.
I don't know.
I got bailed out twice.
I don't know. I really don't. I don't know why. It's 4th and goal in a tie game with, what, 50 seconds left?
Yeah. Kick the field goal, play the defense.
I get it. It's the Chiefs. I understand.
Yeah, they probably do go down and score a field goal.
It's hard not to take a lead with 50 seconds left in a game.
Maybe they missed the kick.
Who?
Like, nah, McPherson ain't missing.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, it was a wild move. I mean, it worked out.
If you've had a problem scoring, if it goes to overtime, you got to feel comfortable there.
Correct.
It worked out, so nobody cares.
They made it work.
The Chiefs had scored
what happened?
3 points in the second half
when
they made that decision.
What happened? Like, the Chiefs were up 14-0. I thought they were going to blow Cincy out.
They scored 28 points in the first half. They scored 3 in the second. They hadn't scored. Kick the field goal. That drove me fucking insane. Probably because, worst case scenario, you kick the field goal, Chiefs go down and score, we still cover.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we look at it from a better's eye.
Yeah, we're just looking for a cover. We didn't need a win.
Titans won and covered pretty easily.
It was a good run, Gumpy.
It was a good run.
It was bound to happen.
The boys fought hard. It was a valiant.
Deep down, you know, you always know what your team is.
It was a valiant effort.
And this was where the road ended. I mean, I stand by Tua. I love Tua. That was his worst game of his career by a landslide.
18 of 38 is not great.
He couldn't hit guys on 10-yard rollouts. I mean, it was ugly.
And they just ran.
And if we can't stop the run, good luck. Yeah. Good fucking luck.
Titans are currently the 1 seed in the fucking AFC. That's wild to me. I put in a ticket this morning.
And Julio's back.
Vrabel for coach of the year, plus 350. He is 3rd in odds. LaFleur and Zach Taylor are the favorites.
LaFleur wins it this year.
Maybe, potentially. I'm hoping. I just put in the ticket because.
It's good value.
It's good value.
It is good value, but it's time, you know? You can say you need LaFleur. I mean, I get it. You got Rodgers and whatever, but like that stat of what Rodgers did before LaFleur was there is something.
By the way, Chiefs to win the AFC North ticket cash yesterday.
Chiefs.
Sorry, Bengals.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Eagles to make the playoffs as well cashed when they were fucking down in the dumps.
What other one did I put in this morning? Right now, I think you get Jamar Chase minus 200 to win Rookie of the Year. He's winning Rookie of the Year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
I mean, you got to lay the 200, but...
Who?
Jamar Chase.
Oh, I thought you said Justin Jefferson.
No, I did. I fucked up. Jamar Chase, Rookie of the Year, is minus 200.
Who's 2 on that? Mac Jones,
Where's
probably?
Waddle at?
It's Mac. Let me go find it. I put in 2 season award bets this morning. That was the first one. Or sorry, Vrabel was the first one. Vrabel plus the 350. What were we talking about, Rookie of the Year?
Yep.
Jamar Chase is minus 220. The only other player on the board is Mac Jones at plus 175. I mean, you have to lay the 220, but he's winning, right? You think? I think. And then I also put, and I don't know why it's this situation. I put in comeback player of the year, Joe Burrow, plus 110. Dak is minus 150. Is Dak the favorite still because his injury looked worse? Because Joe Burrow also tore every fucking ligament in his knee.
Very true.
And has played better. So I'm taking a flyer on Joey B plus 110 for comeback player of the year. Is Dak the favorite because Tony Romo said it was a cramp and you could see his bones?
Oh, it's, come on, Tony. Jeez.
Is that why? Jeez. I'm just asking questions.
Jesus, hey, we got a big night ahead of us. Let's stay positive.
Just asking questions.
Who do you think's winning AP Offensive Player of the Year? Cooper Kupp or Jonathan Taylor?
Yep, they're both minus 110. Ugh.
Taylor, because he's in the MVP running more than Kupp. So they'll give it to him default.
I don't know.
I like that angle.
Okay.
They're both minus 110.
I know we do look ahead a little bit later, but I just went ahead and looked ahead at weekly specials, and because we're talking about Cooper Kupp,
go for it.
Cooper Kupp to have 135 plus receiving yards.
Does that break the record?
Break the single season receiving yards record is plus 175.
Okay.
So if you believe,
and they're playing San Francisco.
If you believe in Cooper Kupp,
is bad.
Niners secondary is not great.
Niners got to win.
They have to win. Because if the Saints beat, they're in.
And the Saints are not, should not be in the playoffs. I'm sorry.
That was just something I was looking at a little bit today. Yeah, if Jameis was around, then yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be so awesome.
Okay. Who would they play first round?
Who's that?
Saints. Saints or Niners.
Packers, right?
No, right now Packers would be a bust.
Oh, no.
See,
I think.
I take my chances with the Niners against the Bucs. Can't run the ball against the Bucs.
Yeah. We'll see. Oof. Back to this weekend. Raiders win. And cover. That was an interesting game. Now Raiders and Chargers, Sunday night football for it all.
Raiders getting what, 3?
I'm not sure. I actually haven't looked at them yet. To be honest, where is it at?
If the Raiders make the playoffs, give Bisaccio coach of the year.
Raiders plus 3 at home. Give me the Raiders on Sunday night.
Wow. Dude.
Are you kidding? You think the Chargers are going to show up 2 games in a row? Prove it.
You think the Raiders are going to show up 2 games? The
Raiders have showed up a lot of games,
right,
in a row.
I hear you. Fun fact, Adam H. Beasley, is that his name?
Sounds right.
Adam Beasley? Yeah.
Tweeted this, that if. Now, it's not probably not going to happen. Yeah. Most likely not going to happen. The Jacksonville Jaguars beating the Colts. Chargers and Raiders can kneel it out the entire game. They tie. They both make the playoffs.
Coach Richie ain't fucking
doing that. Want that to happen so bad.
We don't.
What do you mean?
Coach Richie didn't coach his whole life to fucking kneel down and tie.
Get in the playoffs.
Doesn't matter. Coach Richie's out there trying to win ball games, dude.
If the Colts lose to the Jags, just immediately take them to tie. Just telling you.
Plus money, guaranteed.
I'd be a terrible host if I didn't just put that out there. Pats put it on the aforementioned Jaguars, 50-10.
Urban Meyer should be in the conversation for Coach of the Year.
I agree.
For what's happened to that team he got fired.
They have fallen apart since they left.
He was holding them together.
Bucks 28-24, had to win on the last second. Obviously, do not cover.
This got overshadowed because of everything else, but that ball by Brady to win the
perfect
game, that was from the fucking 40, dude.
It was absolutely.
With 20 seconds left.
It was perfect.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, AB, shout out AB.
Master motivator.
Master motivator.
He knew what the boys knew.
That guy. Shout out. I don't really trust the Bucks right now.
No. Like I said, I would probably take, if it's the Saints or the Niners, whatever points they're getting.
Probably be 6 or so.
Yeah. Give me that.
Yeah, me too. Eagles win and push, cover, don't cover, depending on where you got it at. They looked flat coming out, dominated the second half. They didn't give up a point in the second half. We'll see.
Big news.
What?
Darren Waller back Sunday night.
Ooh,
Raiders are all in, baby. Let's go.
Chargers win 34-13, speaking of Sunday night.
Yeah.
Niners didn't look like they were going to cover for a good portion of that game.
Trey Lance started spinning a bit.
He did start spinning a little bit.
Couple nice balls.
Cardinals win and cover.
What's his name? I mean, Brandon Cooks.
Get him out of there.
He is so good at football.
I don't understand his career right now.
It's insane.
Nobody's wanted him?
No. Every year he's unbelievable on a team for a year and they trade him.
I don't get it. Saints won and covered.
Yeah, that was a grind.
That was an ugly
one.
That
was a fucking grind till the end.
Seahawks scored 50 on the Lions.
That was It was time. It was time, Russ. You know that was it. Time. That was the send off.
And then obviously the Packers put it on the Vikings at night. Look ahead to this weekend. Chiefs are 10-point favorites against the Broncos. Let me pull up the standings so I can tell what we're fucking playing here for.
So everybody legitimately in the AFC is still playing for the number one seed.
Correct. Chiefs are playing for the one seed. And they're 10-point favorites against Denver. Denver's at, right?
So that game got flexed to 4:30, or was it always 4:30?
Denver's been eliminated?
Denver's dead.
Denver was eliminated.
What'd you say? Yeah, that one's at 4:30. Or no, that one's on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's Saturday.
Eagles
already said they're resting players.
Correct. Cowboys are playing for... They're 11-5. They can still get the 2 seed.
If?
Rams and Bucks lose. They would have the same record. They're right now, they have home field over the Cardinals. Again, that would be the matchup, I believe. There. So, Cowboys should be playing, I think. I don't think they want to go to Phoenix.
I wouldn't. I mean, the way the Cardinals have been at home.
Yeah, still. Right? But you still want to play in your home. You want to play in Jerry World.
Cardinals would go to Dallas?
Yeah.
I'd throw the game. Kyler Murray's never lost in Dallas.
Gumby might be on to something here.
Fucking pull the plug, dude.
Packers are -3 against the Lions. Obviously, Packers aren't playing anybody.
Or
they shouldn't. I don't know if they're
playing. If Goff is out, I will take the Packers here with Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Because fucking Dick Boyle.
Pat will talk to Aaron tomorrow, and we'll see if he's playing or not. Vikings are -2.5 against the Bears. I kind of like the Bears there.
If Fields is playing.
Yeah. Colts are -15.5 against the Jags.
No, thanks. No, thank you.
Fuck it. I'd take them.
Tell you what, I think this line's too big.
You think it's too big?
No, the next game. Titans are -10.5 at Houston.
I mean, Dick Mills could fuck around and take that number one seed right out of your hand.
Football team's -6.5 at the Giants. I'll probably just stay away from that one. Ravens are -4 against Steelers.
Ravens playoff hopes dead?
Pretty much.
What a fucking...
All the Steelers, the Ravens, I think there's another one.
Are we going to get only one team from the AFC North?
Yeah, where the playoff hopes are tied to the Jags beating the Colts.
Jeez.
Bengals, this one fucking blows my mind. And maybe there's something I'm missing here. Bengals are +3 against the Cleveland Browns.
And they play at the same time as the Titans.
They all play at the same time.
Yeah.
Bengals, depending on what happens, could be the one seed.
+3?
They're +3. I don't understand it. I bet it this morning. Unless there's something I'm missing.
Browns on a short week, too.
Is Joey B hurt? Is he not playing? Guy was smoking cigars. He didn't look hurt. Someone tell me why the fucking Bengals are +3. Mitt, can you tell me?
I don't know. They probably think that Joey B's not going to play.
Maybe.
He has to. What if what's his name came in and dropped that snap?
Huh?
What if fucking what's his name dropped that snap when he came in?
That would have been hilarious.
Who are you talking about? Jordan Love?
No.
In the Bengals game, Burrow sat out because his knee. So they downed it.
The chat's saying Burrow's going to sit. I don't know why you sit fucking Burrow if you got something to play for still.
Would you not want you get a bye?
If they lose, okay, if the Bengals lose, they can drop all the way down to the sixth seed.
And play?
They'd have to play the Bills. Or the Chiefs. You don't know who they would play.
I am still so confused at how that's... What do you mean? I thought they couldn't drop past the 4. They locked up to the division.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. They dropped down the 4. But then they would have to play Right now it's the Pats, who's sitting at the 5 seed. Would you rather play the Pats or the Colts? Or
I don't know. I think this the playoffs is all about matchups. Like,
you're right. That was on me. Yeah. Like, what if Four is as far as they could go.
You don't want to play. If Jonathan Taylor could run wild if they play the Bills.
I just don't see
You know why. What I mean? Like, I
unless he's hurt, I don't see why Burrow would fucking sit. Pats are -6.5 at the Dolphins. Dolphins don't do well with Pats, huh?
We already beat them this year.
They don't do well with Pats, then.
What are you talking about?
I'm just kidding. Dolphins are a team that normally beat the Pats.
Yeah, we're going for the sweep, dude. Could get the double.
Jets are +16.5 at the Bills. Seems like a lot. Panthers are +8 against the Bucks. Panthers have stunk.
What the fuck happened?
Stunk. Bruce already said they're fucking playing their guys. I think I'm going to take Bucks here. Saints are -4.5 at the Falcons.
Ooh.
Do you like the Falcons there?
I might ride Matty Ice one last time.
Cardinals are 6.5 versus Seahawks.
I don't mind the Seahawks.
Okay. Niners are +5 against the Rams. We know what happened the last time these two teams played.
Yeah.
Niners ran it down their fucking throat.
Is Jimmy G in or
this
out?
This is for the division, though.
Rams played like shit.
Doesn't seem like Jimmy G is going to play.
Rams should not.
Stafford's played like shit. I think the rest of the teams played fine.
Yeah. Defense made some plays yesterday.
And then, yeah, Chargers are -3 at the Raiders. What was I just going to look at? Oh, so I put in a little teaser this morning. Okay. And this is teams that I think now the fucking Bengals thing is throwing me off. But these are teams I think are going to play versus teams that don't have anything to play for. Okay, Paul? You got the Chiefs down to 3 versus the Broncos.
Yep.
Bengals up to 10 against the Browns. Titans down to 3 against the Texans. Colts down to 8 against the Jags. It's a heavy one, but Cardinals are +0.5 against Seattle. Bucks are down to a pick 'em against Carolina. Bills are -9.5 against the Jets, which I don't love either. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And then the Pats are +1. That's +800.
I'd be worried about the Pats there.
Worried about the Pats?
Nah, I don't know. That was. Finns are in quite a predicament for the second year in a row.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would say they were probably in a better spot last year. There was more optimism to end the year last year than this year, I'd say.
Yeah. Really?
Well, because you didn't know. You didn't. It was before you cut fucking 3 very good players.
You know, this could also happen, which would ruin things. Pats could be scoreboard watching. Bills could be up fucking 17 on the Jets at half, and the Pats not playing anybody in the second half.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if Bill's a scoreboard watcher or not.
Fucking old fucking Tim just bet $500 on fucking Raiders money line.
Timmy Millman?
Yeah.
Because of you? I love him. I don't even think his name's Millman either. I think it's Malam or something like that.
It is Malam. Life is good at 10,000 feet.
That guy. What did he put in this week off? Because you said, I think it hit, right?
I mean, I think probably the Canucks. Canucks are the best bet going in all of sports.
All right, let's get to tonight. Seven's last ride at Heinz.
You don't want to be on the wrong side of this one.
The line has moved to 2.5. 43.5 is the total.
What a move. Was it up to 3.5 at one point?
It was +3.5.
Steelers +3.5.
Last week, yeah. 6 points.
Quite a
6 fucking points.
Quite a move here. Quite a fucking move. Obviously, you would hope the Steelers are going to be playing hard for Ben.
I mean, if they're not.
I mean, they could play. What?
Nothing. God damn it.
He got COVID?
No, game got canceled tonight.
Steelers, Browns?
No, not Steelers. Fuck college basketball.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Who cares?
You making that noise while we're talking about this game tonight.
Have some fucking couth, dude.
Might have been my favorite.
You would think the boys are going to play hard for Ben, but like, if you're if you're a bad O-line, does that make you play better for by playing hard?
Maybe.
If you're fucking running the ball downhill, yeah.
Doesn't mean he's going to throw the ball 80 fucking times.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if it helps you in pass pro.
Put him in shotgun, dude.
I'm super worried about Nick Chubb tonight.
Well, funny you say that, Tony, because I was just looking at the game specials for tonight's game.
Don't you dare, you guys.
Naj to have 100 rushing and score one TDs plus 310. That's tasty. That's something there. Nick Chubb to score one touchdown in each half plus 900.
What are we doing?
Is this not a betting show? Are we not talking gambling here, pal? You
fucking guys, man.
Let's go.
I'm not taking it because, you know, I'm not doing that. But
come on, Tony, do it.
What are you doing, Mitt?
It is juicy. That's all I'm saying. Anytime touchdown score, Ben Roethlisberger, 1,400.
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the ticket to ride,
dude. Give Ben one more touchdown at Hines.
Ticket to ride, dude.
Let's go. Tony, come on. Give it to me.
What are you talking about?
Come on. Are you going to give me the love thing?
Oh, sorry. I didn't fucking see you, dude.
Two sneaks for Ben. Two touchdowns for Ben? 10,000. That's 10,000.
What's Chase Claypool to get? It feels like he's overdue for a touchdown.
You think Chase is going to get one tonight?
Feels like it.
Now. Nope. I'm not going to say it.
Dude, I'm going to fucking miss Ben Roethlisberger.
Thank you, Mitt. So am I.
Seriously,
dude.
I'm going to fucking miss
him. Don't put his fucking microphone on.
Did you guys cover the flash boost that just popped up? The Monday Night Football flash boost, which is Chubb, one score, and then Roethlisberger to pass for 200 plus?
Oh, I like that.
It's plus 200.
I really like that. You
jumping on that, Bill?
I mean, you think that Ben's going to pass for 200 in his 75 attempts tonight?
I would hope so.
Most passing yards. Ben is minus 134. Baker's plus 110.
Oh, he's going to kill Baker on that, dude. More than Baker? Baker can't throw for shit.
Oh, no. Here we go. What's happening?
Chase Claypool for your anytime touchdown score. Gumpy's plus 175.
This doesn't feel quite juicy enough.
We talking Ben props?
Yeah.
We're talking the game.
Plus 250. I like Muth tonight.
To score?
To score.
I am going to take every single receiver and tight end to score a touchdown tonight. I'm going to take Big Ben to have 500 passing yards plus 10,000, and him to have 325 passing yards plus, obviously, is plus 550.
Okay.
So that's what I'm taking. And Gumpy, did you already say the Big Ben touchdown?
Yeah, plus 14. Huh?
Yeah, taking that, taking Deontay. I think there's a chance he throws it 70 times.
I hope he does. Ooh. I really hope he does.
Drawing plays on his chest in the huddle.
We got kicker props as well. Chris Boswell, over 6.5 points, under 6.5 points, minus 114.
Boom.
Over.
Yeah. He's going to have to kick 15 extra points tonight.
Ben's.
If Ben puts up a 50 burger? Dude?
I think he's going to. I really do.
Bet. Here's my.
Oh, I would be too. These videos I've been watching all day. These Ben tributes.
Dude, as a fucking man who lost Marino, you never know when you're gonna get another one.
I have one bet tonight.
You never know.
I'm turning the clocks back.
I have one bet tonight, and it's Ben Roethlisberger over 34.5 pass attempts.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
I might put $100,000 on that. It's free money. He's going to throw it at least 50 times.
Hell yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger over 34.5 pass attempts. I'm doing it right now.
Hey, thank you, Seven. It's been an honor and a privilege to watch you play.
Thank you, Seven.
Thank you, Seven.
Thank you for saying that, Connor.
Thank you, Connor.
I put in a sizable bet on that.
Let's go, dude. Come on, Ben. One last ride at Heinz.
One last fucking ride at Heinz.
We should be there, Tony. You should be there.
I tried, couldn't get a ticket, actually.
You should be there, Tony.
Couldn't get a ticket. Tried.
Tony, I'm driving you to the game.
Okay. You need a ticket to get in, Mitt.
Tony wouldn't get in a car with you if his life depended.
No, I would not.
I'm a bad driver. You shouldn't.
Yeah, I know.
I'm well aware. I'm fucking very well. This guy, listen to this, Tony. This slipped through the cracks. This one didn't get out.
Oh, no.
Last week, Mitt drove me home because it was a little chilly. I usually walk.
Okay.
35 minutes to get me to my condo from here.
Are you kidding me?
How does that happen?
I walk home in 15.
Okay, there was a Pacers game. There was a lot going on. I took a couple wrong turns. It's just like, come on.
Couple wrong turns, dude. It was 3 minutes down the road.
The worst part is actually like my apartment complex is so close to Gumpy's that you could damn near call.
There was
neighbors.
Literally three times where I fucking looked at him. I was like, "Do you want me to just hop out?"
Yeah, why didn't you?
Because I was sitting on my phone and then I realized I was like, "What the fuck is taking so long?" I was like, "Are you trying to avoid the Pacers game?" He's like, "I don't know." I was like, "Oh."
I got lost, dude. But hey, this one's for seven, dude. Yeah,
this one's for seven.
Come on, dude.
So everyone's pick tonight. Mine is over 34.5 pass attempts for Ben.
I like that.
Steelers, I took him +3.5. Take him money line, -2.5. And Big Ben, anytime touchdown.
Flyer.
Not even a flyer. That's full yoon. +1,400. Fucking come on, seven.
Well, I'm youth. Anytime touchdown +250.
Okay.
Give the ball to youth.
Okay.
I mean,
I like that.
Ben Roethlisberger over 235.5. Come on. Give me those yards. This one's for you, Seth.
Two what?
235.5.
Okay. Not bad.
Over.
It's not fucking bad. Go, man.
Come on.
Are you going to cry, Tony?
Before you tweet me tonight, just think what kind of mental state is Tony in? I'll just say that, okay? Yeah. Before you decide to tweet something at Tone Diggs tonight, I want you to think, what kind of mental state is this man in? And is my tweet going to help anyone?
Doubtful.
Thank you. Okay. Good luck, everybody. Got hockey tonight?
There's one game.
This fucking league, dude.
There's one game tonight.
Okay.
Funny mitt.
That was hilarious.
Okay. This league, dude.
Thank God the NBA doesn't have teams in Canada more.
Well, yeah,
than
they knew they didn't want to go up they against do. Fucking they got the Sevens fucking last round.
I know, but the Raptors are in like. Where are the Raptors playing home games right
Toronto.
Now? No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. You baboon.
They moved. I thought they moved.
Is this guy fucking serious?
Follow the product, dude.
I don't bet on the Raptors. They stink.
That's our NBA show.
The Oilers are at the Rangers tonight. The Rangers are dogs on home ice +104.
Really?
Money line, take the Rangers.
Yeah.
If you want the info behind it, Edmonton's they've lost three straight, 8 of their last 10. They're 1-4 in their last 5 road games. The Rangers are 8-3 in their last 11 home games and 14-6 in their last 20 overall. Edmonton's on a schneid. They got to get off it. Maybe they're due. I don't know. I'm going to take my chances with plus money on the Rangers.
Hell yeah.
So we're dead there. Fucking Timmy Malone, $500. This guy lives a life.
Hey.
That's
a good bet.
College basketball.
Yes, sir.
What do we got?
Drexel +2.5.
Love it.
At home versus Towson.
Love it.
Florida A&M money line at, this one's tough. Bethune Cookman. Yeah. Give me Florida A&M money line.
Okay.
Alabama A&M money line at Pine Bluff.
Yep. Okay. Arkansas Pine Bluff. Or?
What's that?
Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Yeah. APB. Yeah. APB as we call them here. Texas Southern +2.5 at just Southern.
Yep.
I like the Texas in front of the Southern here.
Smart.
And I was on Colorado getting a shitload of points at Oregon. That game is unfortunately canceled. So instead, I will take Sac State getting 14.5 at Oregon State. This is way too many points.
Okay.
That is all.
Okay.
I like what's going on here.
That is all. Wolverhampton today was a fucking gift, dude. Absolute gift. Tell me how the 8th place team in the Premier League playing the 7th place team in the Premier League is +500 money line.
I don't know what to tell you, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. Why do you tell us?
Man United's in shambles. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, shout out this guy. So I just got tagged in this on Twitter. We have NFL player incentives thread for this weekend. Obviously, Nick, Cooper Kupp needs 12 receptions and 136 yards for records. Let's bet on those. Let's see here. Stephon Diggs gets $1.5 million if he gets to 100 receptions and 1,144 yards. He needs 6 catches and 231 yards. That's a lot of yards.
A lot of yards.
Gronk gets 500,000 for any of the following. If he gets 7 catches, if he gets 85 yards, and if he gets 3 touchdowns. Oh, what was that, Mitt?
Sorry, I had my mic off. Bet on Gronk.
Okay.
Jeez, that was bad. Tampa's like the only team that really tries to get their players' bonuses, right?
AJ Green gets 250K if he gets 75 yards. Yeah. No?
Is he a big yardage guy anymore?
I mean,
I know it's not a ton, but...
He's had to play a lot more, like get the ball a lot more when DeAndre's been out. So,
Mike Evans needs 54 yards for 1,000 in 8 straight seasons. Ja'Marr Chase needs 45 receiving yards to have the most by rookie all time. Mark Andrews needs 141 receiving yards to break Kelsey's all-time record by a tight end.
Ooh. Huntley didn't look great yesterday.
No, he didn't.
No.
Jonathan Taylor needs 266 for 2,000.
Jesus.
No chance.
Nah, that's a lot.
No chance. The Colts throw the ball too much.
Greg Jennings is wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought fucking constantly burying a guy everywhere, he wouldn't want to talk to you. Would never
thought that.
Would never have thought when you reached out after years of burying the man, he wouldn't want to reconcile.
And last but not least, Burkhead gets 125K if he gets 100 yards.
Let's go, Rex.
Passing and receiving. Not total. 100 yards total on Sunday. We'll keep track of this.
That's good stuff. That's good info.
We'll keep track of those. Good info. Last is NBA tonight.
Let's go, Mitt.
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 Montreal Raptors.
Let's go, Mitt.
Montreal Raptors.
Fucking Saskatoon Raptors. Let's
here we
go.
Memphis Grizzlies getting +6 at the Brooklyn Nets. I just don't really – I like the Grizz here. I'm also going to throw a Ja Morant PPD, and then probably him plus 25 points. And then I like the Utah Jazz minus the 9.5 at the New Orleans Pelicans. The Jazz are really good, and they cover a lot of spreads here.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Are you going to Kyrie's debut on Wednesday night, Mitt?
I'm still trying to figure that out, actually.
Okay. True hype boy would.
True hype boy would.
See, the problem is I scheduled my first, financial meeting on Wednesday, and then 20 minutes later, fucking Shams tweets that Kyrie's playing the in Indy on Wednesday at the exact same time.
Your first what?
Well, let's jump.
Financial advisor meeting.
Let's jump into that on a different show.
This is what he was taught, business and finance.
We have to.
This is Mornings with Mitt.
We will unpack this on a different show because it's going to take some time.
Good idea.
But that's why I'm not fucking going to the game, and I think I might reschedule that and go to the game.
That's
the adult move to do, right?
That's what your financial advisor would say to do.
That's exact bingo.
Attaboy, Mitt. Proud of you.
That baby Mitt.
Is this the did you get this guy's information from the same place that you rented that apartment from? Or?
No, this guy
family
definitely
friend?
Real. Kinda not really.
Mitt, there's 10 NBA games tonight.
Yeah, there's a shit ton. There's also a shit ton of COVID still.
There's only one game tonight, okay, boys?
It's a Grizz, dude.
No. It's fucking Seven's last ride. Okay.
Fucking Seven's already there, dude.
Yep. We done. I gotta get mentally prepared.
Yeah, me too. All right, we have to go. You're right. I'm lost. I don't know what to do. Good luck.
The show.
God bless.
What did you say, dude?
End the show.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.